we've been at a gig where like there'll be a daughter and she's brought her mum and her grandma can't come, but she would have come, but she didn't want to stand up for, you know, an hour and a half.
One of the things that Corinne Bailey-Ray is proud of is that if you go to her shows, you're likely to see a broad variety of people. And you can hear on her new album, The Sea, that Corinne's influences are as diverse as her audience. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Corny O'Connell. Corinne Bailey-Ray's massive success with her self-titled debut album in 2006 introduced a lot of people to her jazzy neo-soul sound. And based on that sound, a lot of people thought of Corinne as a mellow soul jazz singer. But actually, her musical background runs a little more toward the indie side of things. Corinne studied classical violin as a kid, but as a teenager, she fell in love with girl punk bands like L7 and Veruca Salt, and put the violin away in favor of electric guitar. It wasn't until she worked at a jazz club in college that she started writing the kind of soulful songs we heard on the first album. And Corinne told FUV's Cara Manning that on The Sea, she was looking to get back to her grittier roots.
I definitely wanted to do this record something that was more noisy and more undone, and that I wanted it to be more aggressive. And that's just what we kept saying in the studio when we listened to tapes, like, you know, more aggressive, more. I felt when I was touring with my debut album, I loved playing it, and I really liked playing the songs in front of people and having that experience. But I also felt that I was missing the aggression that I had had in my band of like being able to do something that was really extreme and sort of getting together as a band and sort of playing something almost despite the audience, you know, not just to sort of please an audience, but to think, you know, to kind of be more challenging. And so I felt like I was missing that emotion. And obviously when you do gigs, you're doing them every night all over the world. And I just felt like I wanted something that was going to represent the broader sort of part of me. So yeah, I'm really glad to have songs like Love's On Its Way and Diving for Hearts and Paper Dolls, which are more sort of, I don't know, just there's more aggression.
The Sea was the one of the earliest tracks that you wrote in preparation for this record, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It was one of the first songs I wrote and also one of the first songs that we recorded. This song is about a family story which I'd sort of grown up with about my mum's dad. He died by the sea, which I'd always known. So I've always had this sort of like strange relationship with the sea, you know, being amazed by it, but also being terrified, being really wary of it. You know, we used to play as kids, but also our mum was really cautious of us being like there too long, because that's how she lost her dad. And a few years ago I found out that the family, not my mum but her three sisters, were actually there when this happened. They were on the shore. I think I must have heard this new bit of the story, and then I must have been sort of playing the auto harp, which I just got from this folk shop, and I guess it must have come together in some way. But yeah, I never really started thinking about trying to write in a song, but that story just came out in the song.
I never knew you were standing on the shore and sends everything, explains everything. And then from then on, it couldn't be just like before. Says everything, changes everything. So don't you stand there wishing your life would fade away. Don't you go around with
Corinne Bailey Rae with The Sea, the title song from her new album. We also heard Paper Dolls. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at wfuv.org.